we are the Young Broadcasters and Content Creators, and we are excited to be interviewing Luke from 3 Days of Wonder. So, Luke, we will be asking you some questions. Ian?
What inspired you to be a singer?
So for me personally, I mean, music kind of growing up has always been kind of around the house. I mean, my dad's got a pretty extensive kind of like vinyl record collection. We've always had vinyl spinning, which has been great and a really good experience. And my dad also back in the day used to sing in bands in kind of the late 90s, early 2000s in Manchester. So again, around the house growing up, he was always playing guitar and singing and doing all of that sort of stuff. So I'd say he inspired me quite a lot. And then also I remember when the first time I heard this song by U2 actually, called With or Without You. And I just thought, Bono's the lead singer of U2, and I just thought his voice sounded unbelievable. And then I saw a video of it, of him doing it live, and I was like, yeah, I just want to be like that guy. That guy's awesome, you know?
How long does it take to record any of your songs?
So it kind of depends where we're recording, really. So when we first started off as a band, we used to just record in my back garden in a caravan, which used to take quite a long time because we'd only have one vocal mic, and obviously all the space is quite tight, so it means you can't have things set up, and you have to literally take everything up, tear everything down between every single element you're recording. Whereas now we're a bit more lucky, as we have a little bit more money to spend on recording. So we try and get all the recorded parts done in one day, which is quite an intensive day, but it kind of works for the way we work, I guess. And then after mixing and mastering, I would say over the actual time between when we go into studio and the final time, probably a couple of weeks after we've bounced back and forth between mixing notes. But actual time spent on the track, probably about 4 days, I would say.
What is your favourite song to sing?
So I do kind of three different types of singing, really. So I used to sing quite a lot in musical theatre, which is great for sort of like stage presence and everything like that. You learn a lot by, you know, working with other actors on stage and singing and performing with them. So I kind of have a favourite song for that, which is, although it's a bit overdone, is this song called Stars from Les Mis. And then with the rock band, for example, like for my original music, I'm a big fan of singing this song that we've just released actually, called Maniacs, which is just a really sort of high energy song, and it really gets the crowd bouncing, which is great. And then I also do a little bit of classical singing, so I sing in Italian, for example, and there's this song that I really enjoy singing called Consolati e Spera, which basically means console yourself and kind of hope, and it's just quite an emotional song, and it's pretty special to sing in a different language as well.
What is your favourite part about being in a band?
Oh, for me, being in a band, like my favourite part is, there's two parts that I absolutely love. One of them is writing music, and the other one is performing the music that you've written live, because there's just sometimes when you're in there, so my writing partner is my guitarist, he's called Finn, and we work very closely on all of the tracks we do. And it's just really special when he'll kind of come up with something, then I'll sort of elevate the song to another level, then he'll come back and elevate it again, and it's just kind of this back and forth before you end up with the final product that you're both like really happy with. And it's really magical when something just sort of comes out of you that comes from a really emotional place, and it sounds good usually. If you're being kind of honest when you're writing, that's usually the stuff that sounds the best. And then, yeah, like I say, playing live is just a different level. Like when you've got a room of, you know, 250 people, like quite a sweaty pub that are all bouncing and really enjoying what you're doing. It's just a really special feeling, especially if people are singing your songs as well. Yeah, that's great.
We heard your voice while we were playing a video, and being the goofy ass that we are, we thought you sounded a bit like Rick Astley. By any chance, could you sing Never Gonna Give You Up?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna turn around and hurt you. Yeah, no, thanks for that, bro. Now, that kind of 80s sound, again, sort of growing up, that's the majority of the music that I listen to. So I'd say when I'm singing in my band, I'm definitely inspired by that more kind of roundness to the voices that a lot of people had then. So yeah, I'm not surprised you do say I sound a little bit like Rick Astley.
What's your favourite music genre?
My favourite music genre? Am I allowed two, or do I have to only pick one?
One.
Damn, that's harsh. Got to narrow it down. All right. I guess I'll have to go with like the kind of subgenre of rock that we do then, which is we describe it as kind of arena rock, I guess. So it's basically big driving guitars, big vocals, heavy, like fairly heavy drums, and also like driving bass. Just that sound that sort of, when you play it, it doesn't matter whether you're playing in a small club or if you're playing in a big arena, like it's going to fill the space, and it's going to make you feel something, like both from the actual like sound of the music, but also kind of emotionally as well. Yeah, that's my favorite genre.
How many people are in your band?
So we have four people in my band. So there's me, I'm the lead singer, and I play rhythm guitar. There's my guitarist Finn, who is obviously lead guitarist, and he does backing vocals. There's Charlie, our bassist, he also sings backing vocals. And our drummer's a man called Dan, who he plays drums. And we also have, again, for that sort of 80s sound, we have quite a lot of, we basically have a track that plays synths under, so Dan sort of triggers the synths when we're playing live.
Why are you called 3 Days of Wonder?
So that's a bit of an interesting one. So so basically, my granddad, I quite like poetry because I just think it's helpful for writing song lyrics a lot of the time. You know, learning, like even just learning sort of rhyming couplets and all that sort of stuff. It's used obviously a lot in poetry. And my granddad, when he was a boy, he got given some books by a man called Rudyard Kipling, who wrote The Jungle Book. And he gave them to me, and then there was this one poem in it which is basically about him going to Myanmar and spending 3 days in this sort of pretty sacred space, kind of like a temple pretty much. And at the end of the poem he kind of describes it as an escape, and it was kind of his 3 days of wonder. So I guess when we play live, we want to give people, again, take them into our world and make them forget about, you know, their worries and that sort of thing for the hour or hour and a half that we're playing for. So the name just felt right, really, I guess.
I know some musicians have like a thing they eat before, a specific thing they eat before they play on stage. Do you have one?
Ooh, I mean, it's a bit naughty, but quite often we have a little McDonald's stop before we do a gig. It's kind of en route. I don't really eat stuff like literally just before I go on stage. Just make sure to drink a lot of water, I guess, so that your throat doesn't get too dry.
What job would you have if you weren't in a band?
That's an interesting one. I mean, so I have a sister called Olivia, who's she's got like a disability, basically, which means she has to have a carer, and that's kind of what I do as well as doing the band. But I think for me, it'd be something in that world of kind of caring and looking after people who can't 100% look after themselves, and just helping them and trying to give them the best time they possibly can have.
How long have you been singing?
So I'm 19 now, and I've been singing since I was probably about 6 or 7. I mean, in terms of having lessons, I would say I was probably 8 when I first had my first singing lessons, but I've been singing with mum and dad. I've been doing for basically as long as I can remember, and singing in kind of, we used to have sometimes go to church, for example, on Sunday when I was very young, and even like singing in church, that, you know, it all helps to kind of with learning pitch and all that sort of thing. But I've been learning to classically sing for about 10 years now, I would say.
How long have you been in a band?
So I've been in two different bands. I've been in 3 Days of Wonder for coming up pretty much 2 years now, I would say. And then I was in a previous band for about a year, but I only really got into my first band when I was 15, I think. So I've only been in bands for about 4 years now, as opposed to some of the other boys in my band who've literally been in bands since they were, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. So I'm a bit of a newcomer to being in bands, but yeah, it feels like what we're doing is doing the right thing.
What was your dream job before all of the band stuff?
So when I was really young, like I've always been into kind of like nature and that sort of thing. And I've always, like, when I was really young, I kind of wanted to be like a conservationist, like someone who, like, you know, preserves and makes sure too much stuff isn't going extinct, I guess, and looking after rainforests and all of that sort of stuff. That always, that always took my fancy when I was younger.
And finally, have you got any plans for the future in the band?
I mean, at the minute, everything we're doing is kind of on track. I mean, if we're talking long-term plans, I mean, our final goal is to basically play the biggest stadiums in the world we can, being ambitious. And then in terms of more short-term goal, just to try and play some festivals like we did last year, play some more support slots, all of that sort of stuff that just helps with gaining experience to play into bigger audiences and playing live, and also releasing a lot of music. Yeah, that's the plans at the minute.
Thank you for letting us interview you.
No worries, man. Had a great time. Thank you.